My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Agnes pit priest against priest, and on the fifth month of their anniversary, Davin asks Agnes to renounce Christ. So listen and enjoy.
I am more confused than ever. I did what you said. I went to a priest. I poured my heart out to him. I unburdened myself, and now you question him. This is too much to handle. She goes, I'm not doing that. I go, you said he is wrong.
She goes, sent me to the guy.
Yeah.
She goes, he has not talked to me in person. Well, who has?
That's funny. The next cube.
I'll give you that one. Yeah.
It won't be that easy.
Who has? Oh, God. How did you? Oh, God. How hard was it not to throw that one in?
Oh, wow. Trust me. Yeah.
And he is saying a whole lot of bad things about me, she says. I go, true.
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 Well,
she goes,
yeah,
I want to know what you think about me. I go, I have mixed feelings. He raises a lot of good points, but at the same time, I did fall in love with you.
Yes.
I got to keep her hanging on because I don't know if I want to end this or not.
Yeah, I'm
a little tired of her, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She goes, I guess I should live it up to you. You got to make a decision.
You should live it up
live
to
it
you?
Live it up, yeah, in English. Yeah. Yeah. I go, I know. Yeah. Do you think what he said about you is accurate? I know I made some mistakes, clearly. That's why I asked you to stop. I talked to my priest about it, and he advised me, too, to tell you to stop. And my priest has a bigger dick than your priest.
Yeah, really.
Work your own side of the street, lady.
Yeah. My priest is holier than your priest. than yours.
I go, but what about carrying on while I am married? What about the lies? What about looking the other way as I drink myself into oblivion? What about putting your needs over the many? These are things that I never judge you on, but apparently in Christ's eyes, these are all wrong.
Wow. How about not being able to remember that it's Mavis and Dick instead of Mabel and Nick? How about that?
She goes, my priest told me all about it.
Oh.
He told me what both of us is doing is wrong, but I did not have the courage to tell you until now. Why would you not have the courage? She goes, I did not want you to go away. Of course you didn't. Hmm. Joe's right. I know you will definitely break up with me when I tell you. I go, then you don't know me at all if you think that. And you really don't.
Oh, but you go back and forth.
I'm a bitch.
Oh, God, such a bitch.
I'm the girl with the curl. I'm the hot chick. I know how to play hot chick. Oh. Never got to do it in real life. Know how to do it fake life.
Oh.
You want that hand job? I bet you do.
And how many times? Let me ask you a question. How many times you correspond? You every day?
Now we do.
Yeah, because something to do. The other guy.
No, when it gets perilously close to the over, she's very much more committed.
Yeah.
She goes. I go. Then you don't know. All right. She goes. So do you still want to be with me? It seems if we are together, we have to renounce Christ.
Whoa.
I whipped out the Christ card.
Wow.
He wouldn't expect a Jew to carry.
Whipped him out.
He
told him to go to hell.
Not yet. Yeah. It's up for consideration, but yes. I'll be fine with it. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, but you guys just use the Christ card as the Joker in your deck, right?
Absolutely, yes.
You're pulling a Christ. He's pulling a Christ card.
Christ don't count. She goes, yeah. I go, should we do that? 4 question marks. She goes, I want to do anything to be with you, honey.
Wow.
But this situation is really hard. What are you going to do? Are you there? My time is up. Hope we talk tomorrow. I go,
bye.
I it's funny because that whole thought, I'm just not looking at it like, you know, this whole love thing. I'm just looking at it at this poor schmuck in a mat.
But the one consistent, the one consistent thing about this character.
Yes.
Hers
yes.
is Christ. And that's what they And I now am taking you Jesus Christ and saying you gotta spit him out.
But here's the whole thing with the
spit out that way
with the religious thing. Yes. With the religious thing. People that are falling prey to this are probably, you know, obviously lonely people.
Well, they go to Christian single sites.
Right. They go to Christian single sites, or also if you're that lonely, sometimes you're older, you're more religious. You get more religious as you get older.
And so you're going to be seeing God soon.
Well, that's there. I'm starting to do a whole segment. I'm writing a whole segment about this.
If I were you, I would too.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, but
tell him I said hello.
But you throw that Christ thing, and chances are, you know, people get suckered into that. That's a big little fish there.
You're right. You're right. That's what they. Oh, of Jesus must be a good person. And we've talked about that on the show. They play that fucking card.
Also, if you lost your loved one and you're on, you have a tendency to be more, you know.
more Jesus-y.
More Jesus-y.
Unless you're
more,
bitter.
Leaning more yes. on religion.
Sure.
Yes.
To get you through that situation. So they figure if you're in that headspace there, yeah. they throw that thing, oh, yeah, Jesus, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Wrong. I mean.
And religious people are good people. Yeah,
legitimately,
always.
Legitimately, but in the that's cool. In the but this, you know.
In
know,
the 5 months, about. She never could have seen this coming.
No.
Because I've been playing along with the Jesus. I've had my moments back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm not a non-believer, but I'm certainly not renouncing the Jesus. And now finally I'm embracing the Jesus, doing what she said to make myself whole. And the Jesus is like, ah, slow your roll. I didn't wind up on this cross for you to pursue this whore. Maybe this bitch can clean up the plates at the Last Supper, but I don't think you should be with her.
Wow.
Well, and she signed off, but I didn't realize this. I go, tomorrow is 5 months ago that Facebook brought us together.
Wow.
Yes, we have a lot to think
about. Really?
Of. 5 months.
Five months?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the bitch. You recognized your anniversary.
So I go, yeah, I go, I guess our relationship is changing. Saturday morning, 7:39 a.m.
Wow. Did you call the accountant yet?
She's working on the weekends.
Wow.
She goes, but our love will never change. I still love you. So I wrote on Agnes's wall so everybody could see.
Yes.
I'm proud of my love. Not on my fucking wall, but on her wall. Happy anniversary, Agnes! It is 5 months ago today that you magically popped on my screen. I am so glad we've been together ever since and hope we have many years and months together. Love ya.
Oh,
so boy. if they don't know, they think people might think I'm an asshole.
Right.
But if she's scamming other people with this
they're
character.
Gonna be like,
exactly. I have just thrown a monkey wrench into other bullshit.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy, man. I don't know him. I'm just going to be backpedaling like a mother.
Now, I'm still thinking of that same mindset about that guy. Now, you're going to be a fucking problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm little thinking, me too?
But like I said, through this whole thing, I'm thinking of that guy.
But that's
guy
why we do this.
Yes.
But, yeah. But now, just thinking of that guy on the mat, that you're the guy that's just making his day go by. You know, you're the guy that what the – but now – you're that fucking, you know, now you might be fucking a gig up.
Well, let's see what happens on Sunday, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
On Sunday. How is your family? She says. I go, stressing me out, but they're okay. How is Michael? She goes, he's fine, but he's on my tail, worrying me always for his needs. I go, being a parent is not easy. Gerbils have it right. Eat your young.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.